Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Well, the Waterloo Blackhawks scored seconds into the game. They scored seconds into the third period, and they had plenty of offense in this one. Four goals, three of them in the opening frame, on the way to a 4-1 win against Tri-City, and it's time now for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. That early goal came in the game's first shift on the game's first shot. Taken back by the Hawks, Lindbergh plays it back to his own blue line, Kerr, then Fashion, now Mustard. Gets by Constance this time, gains the line, fed the puck to Lindbergh, tries a backhander, he scores! The very first shot of the game, just 19 seconds in, Gavin Lindbergh puts a backhander to the stick side and beats Bernstein, and here come the Blackhawks with a 1-0 lead. Lindbergh's 16th of the season, assisted by Mustard and Fascia at the 19-second mark of the first period to nudge the Blackhawks in front, and this was a true wire-to-wire win from the first minute of this game. The Blackhawks had the lead. They added to it at 8:52 of the first. It was deflected, ends up in the corner on the left wing side. Mustard swooping after it. Mustard back to the line. Crisscrossing, turns to his forehand, gets a shot away. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Mustard beat a screened Bernstein to the stick side. And Mustard, after a little bit of a dry spell, picks up a goal. Mustard's second point of the game, his 24th goal of the season at 8:52 of the first, assisted by Gavin Lindbergh. And both those two players very quickly had multi-point nights going. The Hawks were trying to build on the lead further when they went to the game's first power play in the mid-stages of the period. Could not get a third goal at that point and ultimately saw Tri-City get their only goal of the night just after the Hawks' power play time ended. Trevor Connolly located the puck behind the Tri-City net, stepped left to the goal, flipped one out into the neutral zone where he found Sean McEwen coming out of the penalty box. McEwen was alone against Calvin Vachon, came right up the slot, stick-handled to his backhand, and flipped a shot by. The Tri-City defenseman capitalizing on the breakaway, McEwen from Connolly at 11:15 of the first period, making it a 2-1 score. But the Blackhawks would get one more before the period was over. Erdman swipes it and carries back in on left wing. Centers Thorson, shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Gavin Thorson coming up the slot, got the feed, and as soon as the puck arrived, he was redirecting it toward the net. The low chance past the skate of Bernstein. Thorson's 18th of the season on the assist from Griffin Erdman at 15:02. Both of those players who had started the weekend well, contributing to the Hawks' Friday win in Cedar Rapids, getting the Blackhawks an insurance goal in the latter part of the first period that would assure the Hawks would have a multi-goal lead the rest of the way. No scoring in the second, and one goal very early in the third. And when the puck is put down, the Hawks get control. Thorson hurrying it ahead to Erdman. Back for Thorson. He shoots. He scores! Just 5 seconds into the third period. A 5-on-3 power play goal. Gavin Thorson has extended the lead as large as it's been all game. It's his second of the game and 19th of the season. His third goal of the weekend. The Blackhawks capitalize on the 5-on-3. Now 8 5-on-3 goals in 14 chances this year. That was the only shot that would beat Cameron Corpy in this game. 5 seconds into the third period, the rush off the faceoff win at the start of the frame. The 5-on-3 power play goal for Gavin Thorson. Second of the game, assisted by Griffin Erdman for a second time in the game and give an assist to Gavin Lindbergh. So he finished with 3 points in this one, a goal and two assists. That 5-on-3 goal at the 5-second mark. No further scoring after that. Waterloo ended the night 1-for-4 on the power play. Tri-City was 0-for-3. The Storm did have a couple of third-period power plays, although one of those was negligible in the closing seconds after the outcome had already been decided. The Storm lifted Cameron Corpy while the teams were skating 4-on-4 with about 2.5 minutes left to go. Could not get a goal, but there was some penalty time assessed with a big pileup behind the Blackhawk net in the final minute. Trevor Connolly given a 10-minute misconduct and then a second 10-minute misconduct for abuse of officials. Grady Deering cross-checking plus a 10-minute misconduct as well. And there could have been a number of other penalties called in that scrum behind the Blackhawk goal. And we'll have to wait and see if that has any impact on tomorrow's availability for either Deering or Connolly. The shots on goal in the third period favored Tri-City 12-10. It was the only period where they had a shots edge for the game. The Blackhawks with 34 shots on net, Tri-City's 24. Calvin Vachon picking up his 20th win of the season with a 23-save victory. The loss to Thatcher Bernstein, he played just the first period. He stopped 11 of 14 Blackhawks shots. Cameron Corpy on in relief for the second and third. He faced 20 shots and stopped 19. Corpy, the league leader in minutes played this season. Have to expect that he'll get the start tomorrow. And he's going to end up, if he plays the full game, seeing 8 periods worth of action in a 3-day span. We'll see if the Blackhawks elect to go back with Calvin Vachon or if they go back to Jack Spicer. Both netminders picking up a win this weekend and allowing just one goal in their respective starts. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. DeWalt Power and Hand Tools can help you take on all of those jobs that you need to get done. For over 90 years, DeWalt Tools, guaranteed tough, available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks with 2 victories so far this weekend. And for the first time since early February, the Blackhawks picking up wins on consecutive nights. They'd won back-to-back games, but not on consecutive nights until this weekend. And now the Hawks will try to swing that out a little further to 3 in a row with a 3:05 Sunday game against Tri-City.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.